Hello, everybody, and welcome in for another episode of Vol Club Confidential, sponsored by the great people at Knoxville Smiles. I'm your host, Austin Price. Coming up tonight on the show, we have Tennessee defensive lineman Omari Thomas and Bryson Eason. But before we get to them, we bring in Will Watkins. Will, another big home game. We had one last weekend with a great tailgate before Kentucky.
Yep.
Another chance, last chance for an SEC game.
Last one, yeah. UTEP's coming, but that one's a little different. But Mississippi State, I mean, if there's anything we do well here, it's we know how to party. So our tailgate is as big as ever. We hope everybody's coming out this week. We can't wait to see our last big SEC tailgate. Food by Smoke Pickle, all you can eat and drink. We do it right. So hopefully everybody's coming out. If you don't already have your ticket, make sure you go reserve your ticket. Bring as many friends and family as you want, because this is going to be a big one.
Make sure you download the Volunteer Club app as well.
Download the app. That's where your passes are for the tailgate. So you've got to have a pass. Everybody that's coming has to have a pass. So get that app, get your pass, and be there.
And all the content, whether it be you know, what we do here on Vol Club Confidential, your podcast.
Hey, I got a show on there.
More Steam. All the different things are right there.
Yep.
And it's a chance to earn points.
Yeah, you can get points. You can get rewards. So as you go on there, you watch the videos. You like the videos. You share the videos. It allows you to earn points that you can redeem for merchandise. So if you want polos and hats like the one I've got here, they're on the app, and you can get them with the points you earn from just watching content you were going to watch already.
Just remember, though, if you can buy the hat, doesn't mean you're going to look as good as he does in the hat. All at the Volunteer Club. Now more on the great people at Knoxville Smiles.
Yep.
Knoxville Smiles, depend on us to make your smile better. Knoxville Smiles, are you happy with your smile today? Knoxville Smiles, we're all about smiles.
Hey, Lance, what makes you smile?
Pancake blocks.
Hey, Pete.
What's up, guys?
How are you doing?
How are you doing?
Good. Smooth.
Guys, is it hard to believe we've kind of got here? I mean, like, you know, the back stretch, the last, you know, four games of your final year, potentially your final year. We'll see about Bryson, but, you know, definitely for you. You know, I mean, do you feel it kind of closing in on you?
Nah, I mean, not really, honestly. I'm just really just trying to be in the moment for real. Just be where my feet are every day, enjoy where we are right now in the season, enjoy everything that we have to look forward to afterwards. So just really being here right now and just enjoying everything for real. So that way when it does end, I'm able to cherish all those memories.
Man, like O said, man, just take it day by day, week by week. Enjoy, you know, spend time with your teammates, because, you know, you heard a lot of talk with the next level could be like and whatnot, but, you know, you real build some real bonds with the guys you're in the locker room with. So, man, just, man, like he said, again, cherish it, enjoy it, and, man, we got a mission we want to, you know, complete. So, just little things like that and take it day by day.
Do you ever talk to these guys that come around the program that played 15, 20, 25 years ago and just kind of pick their brain on things, you know, from a standpoint of, like, you talk about, like, the bonds you build. You're right. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you go to the NFL, like, you're going to make new bonds, but mm-hmm. it's a different type of bond, because you could be they could leave or you could leave that right. organization. Do you ever pick the brains and be like, hey, man, like, you know, what was it like, this and that?
I talked to a couple of guys, you know, even recent guys that just went, and that was just like the brotherhood. I mean, it's kind of there, you know what I'm saying? But it don't just feel as genuine as it do with coming in with guys that you 18, 19, some maybe 17, and just living with each other, bonding, being with each other every day. And it's just more like like they say, a job up there, you know what I'm saying? Your coworker, so you get along with them, talk to them, but it's just not that bond, that brotherly bond that you build in college.
Yeah, it's like just people I done talked to, they just always say, like, you know, there's more so, like you said, like a business. Like, those guys have families, you know, whereas here in college, you know, we all just hanging out with each other for the most part. So it's definitely different from what they tell us. But I think being right now and just building the relationships right now in college, like, everybody always tells us, you will always remember that. So that's, I know, especially on the D-line, that's exactly what we try to do, just push to build those memories, build those relationships with each other, so we had it.
You guys were two of five Memphis kids that came in that class, you know, a handful of years ago. You guys are the last two.
Yeah.
What's that feel like, you know, and you know, how much have you kind of just appreciated, you know, that group, you know, You know, some have left sooner than others, but at the same time, I mean, I know you guys still all talk.
Yeah, that, all our guys, like, those are the guys, the M-Town boys, you know, so it's smooth. Honestly, we all cool. Everybody, we enjoy everybody being here. When everybody was here together, we had great memories, you know, everybody doing their own thing now. Me and Barso still here. Yep. But for those guys to have come in with us all out of Memphis, I feel like that's not something that really happens a lot from a lot of guys from the same area, same city, go to a school all together who known each other since young, just all knowing of each other, playing against each other, just all end up going to the same college. It's like kind of crazy. So it was good. It's a blessing to be a part of something like that for real.
Yeah, facts, man. Everybody's just striving. You know, we stay here in Tennessee, represent the power team, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Sure. Stay to Knoxville. But everybody's still thriving, you know what I'm saying? Doing their thing, you know what I'm saying? Represent the M, represent, you know, VFL for life, you know what I'm saying? So it's all good, and we all still keep in contact. So
yeah.
Like none of
them. When was the first time you all met each other? How old were you two?
I've been playing bro since like Little League. He was big then. I wasn't this big, but bro was big. Played Little League. He's played for the Cowboys. I played for the Panthers.
It's the best team in the WJSA Association. Whitehaven Cowboys.
This is the best part.
They was decent. Everybody was just big.
How old was Little League? 10?
Nah, we was playing. It was like little team, big middle team, then big team. Yeah.
How old were you?
I mean, you played.
Was it five or seven? Yeah, like, no, was it
so
five?
You literally.
You played Pee Wee all the way up to fifth, sixth grade for the most part. Sixth grade, seventh grade. Some people play seventh.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong playing Pee Wee by seventh grade here, man. I got me a ring when I the best way I could.
Let me can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
When do you know people to stop playing and start playing middle school football? Like, I'm just not even there. I just want to
know. When do you stop or start?
Start. When you start playing middle school football.
Sixth grade.
Sixth grade?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Type.
Because I started playing middle school football seventh grade.
So when you guys were playing against each other, did you like each other back then? Or was it like –
I mean, yeah. It was cool. Like,
It cool, Bryson?
It was more like it was competition. I know I got a brain. You know what I'm saying? Like, you would never know.
Good competition.
Like, oh, not the type. Well, not. I don't know. Probably back then. I don't think none of us is really just talking smack.
Yeah.
Like, he was one of them guys. You know, some of the guys you talk smack to, and some of the guys, they equally good. So you just kind of mutual respect them.
Yeah,
you know what
mutual
saying?
Respect.
It was just kind of mutual respect thing. But you know, you had to bring it.
When was that first time you actually hung out together? Here? Or was it?
Really up here? Well, no.
Well, it's kind of like visits. Yeah, we took visits together.
We took visits together. We've been to Arkansas.
So you played together, played against each other starting when you were about 5 or 6 years old.
Well, we used to speak but really stuff
didn't,
like, yeah. I'm sorry.
But didn't really hang out until you're 18.
Yeah, we saw each other in high school games all the time. Spoke. That's what I'm saying. It's always like we never hung out with each other like.
But did Whitehaven never played Briarcrest, right?
And basketball, they
yeah, we played them in basketball.
Did you play basketball?
Nah.
So that don't count.
He didn't want that.
Not at basketball level. I let it go, man. I live it to over the other guys.
We scrimmaged Whitehaven.
Okay, so you scrimmaged in football.
Mm-hmm. We scrimmaged Whitehaven.
How'd that go?
It was 7-0 Whitehaven.
Yeah. But we ain't even some guys for the
Whitehaven. Some guys played one.
I don't even think he played. Did you play?
I played one drive.
Yeah.
So it wasn't really
like, that. They ain't want no head on collision for real. I mean the coaches didn't want that.
Yeah.
For each other.
And it's like me.
Did you tackle Jabari?
Nah, like, I didn't play. Like,
oh, you didn't play?
Nah. We kept it, you know what I'm saying? We kept it cool.
Yeah.
So French, Easton, and T-Mac didn't go.
Nah, Frenchie didn't play. I think T-Mac played. Had, like, one
T-Mac
drive.
Was the one who scored the touchdown.
Yeah, he was. Shout out, bro. He was.
Yes. It's crazy. Me and Bryson, though, like, we always went to, like, respected schools in different divisions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in middle school, he went to the best large middle school. I went to the best small
the real school. View.
Nah.
Haven View.
Bellevue.
How do you spell view?
V-U.
How do you spell view? Like
V-I-E-W.
There we go. Come on.
Who spelled it another way?
These people. They spelled it V-U-E. What is the V-U-E?
We the view.
Tight.
Best middle school in Memphis.
We the rear view, man. We'll show you the way.
Come there's on, a man. There's a place in Middle Tennessee to eat called Clearview. It's in near Oakland.
Yeah.
And man. They don't spell view V-I-E-W, though, either.
How they spell it?
Oh, it might be just V-U, but they don't spell clear. Like, it's not like C-L-E-A-R. Mm-hmm. It's like,
it's just different, yeah.
Yeah.
It's all in what you want to make it.
Nah, for sure. Yeah,
So what was the best memory of playing in, you know, for the Panthers and the Cowboys?
Man, to be honest, it was a one-sided show. I can't even front. They was winning every year.
And you had a loaded team.
My answer was
Was Jabari on this team?
No.
What team was he on?
He played with the Chargers.
He was on the Chargers.
He played with
Chargers. So who was for T-Mac? Who was
T-Mac played with me. We both played for the Panthers.
What about French?
See, French, he was a man. He played
in WJSA.
He played for the Saints, Whitehaven Saints. They was in like the Orange Mound League.
Though. Yeah.
So who was on your team would we know anybody on your team? They ended up, you know, if you were the champs every year, you had to have a loaded team.
Like, it's a bunch of guys like got recruited like to college, you know, but I don't.
Who from the Whitehaven Cowboys? Oh, never mind. You're right. I'm hate.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely some guys that got recruited to different colleges, stuff like that. But nah, not too many people you probably would know.
So just good players at that level.
Yeah. It's just level. Like that.
That's good 5, 6, 7-year-old.
Yeah.
That kid that peaked when he was 7. Exactly. He was a stud.
The best.
Super Bowl after Super Bowl.
A whole bunch of hams on the field. Because then Big Ray was
Big Ray.
He was
what'd
Big
you
Ray.
Play?
Shout out Big Ray, man.
What'd you play back then? Offensive line?
O-line, D-line. Because in the huge. League, you know how you have a weight limit where if you can run the ball or not.
Huge.
I was over there.
Bro, remember when Jarnell Stokes' brother played and he was like, you know,
yeah.
That picture of him and he was like so much bigger.
Jarnell Stokes. He went to.
Jarnell played here for basketball.
Yeah.
And then the brother,
I think,
went to Florida.
Lausanne.
Mm-hmm. So y'all didn't have Eric Gray on your team back then?
Nah. My middle school, when I was still playing Pee-wee, they beat Eric Gray. To go to the city, to the state championship, so they beat him in city. Yeah, because we was the real deal.
When you look around the NFL and you see some of these guys that you know were either in your class or you know a year two ahead of you, it's kind of gets you excited just seeing like man, look at that guy out there. I mean, I knew him. Now look
facts.
At I mean, look facts. At Jalen McCullough. He's got 3 picks.
Man, facts.
Man, it's beautiful to see. Like,
facts, because he worked hard. Like,
not for real,
bro. Worked
like,
hard. Like,
bro,
you know
worked
what I'm saying?
Hard.
Like, some people
hard.
That work hard, like bro, work hard.
And just to see that in return, like
yeah, it's crazy.
You put in all this work, doing things all the right way, being a great person,
mm-hmm.
and just to see the return factor yeah. for it, it's amazing.
Huge on great person,
yeah.
dude. He a cool dude. You know what I'm person. Saying? Like he a cool dude, great guy for real. Shout out, bro. Facts.
So I would tell you, you boys are right up there though. You talk about great people.
I mean, appreciate it.
Yeah,
we try to be.
We
got good
great
examples.
Leaders,
but
yeah. Great leaders before.
I thought you were
going
to lead one of your post-tackle celebrations that you've been famous for. On the-
nah, I be getting some for him, the little high knee step. I got to, like, hey, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, it just be fun out there. Especially, man, it be fun out there playing ball with them boys,
yeah,
man.
Sure.
Then you see the young guys, like, it really, like, I know what they going to bring in Saturday, but when the young guys be out there, flying around,
yeah.
making tackles, man, being relentless. That's just like a whole different – it's just a whole different feeling. It's like, man, they care. You know what I'm saying? Like, they really
facts.
Care.
Do you ever have to – I always ask this to guys, and maybe sometimes I even ask them, like, not necessarily on camera. Like, do you ever find yourself talking to the younger guys? Because, I mean, it's easy. When you got here, what did you think freshman year? I'm playing. I'm starting as a freshman. Like, everybody comes
right.
in thinking that because, let's face it, the coaches recruit you a certain way, and they,
yeah.
you know – But, you know, it's hard to get there,
right?
You know, not everybody's ready right away. Not everybody's ready for the first 2 or 3 years. I mean, you know, look at Theo Jackson. I mean, he did nothing the first couple of years, and all of a sudden, great senior year, and he's playing with the Vikings. So, like, do you ever find yourself talking to some of these younger guys who maybe get down because they're not out there?
Really, I just always said, especially, you know, when you have different periods of practice where it might be a young guy emphasis or things like that going through camp. Things like that. It's really, I take that time to just really coach them up for real. I know all of us just tell them like it's gonna be okay. Like we when we first got here, we didn't have great days every day. We don't have great days now. Like we still trying to get better. Like and I feel like young guys come into a program sometimes just feel like the older guys got it already. Like they understand it fully where we all trying to grow together. Like we can help each other grow. And we just always tell the young guys that to have fun, to enjoy it. Like be yourself and just grow. Continue to grow. That's the main thing. Growing on the field, off the field, all that.
Facts. And, you know what I'm saying? Just talk to the young guys, like, with a lot of positivity, uplift them, you know what I'm saying, if you see them down. But for the most part, I feel like a lot of the young guys on the team got a real good positive attitude, they, you know what I'm saying, of their role on the team right now. So I feel like it's a lot of good vibes, you know what I'm saying? No egos, nobody feel like they better than nobody because they might be playing a little early. I feel like it's all good, like everybody got a good attitude and we know what's going on. We on a mission, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like everybody, that's why I said earlier, when I be saying the young guys hustling, showing effort, this just made me like, I got to do that. I got to do the same thing. So I feel like everybody has a great attitude in the building, especially from just, you know, knowing your role aspect for sure. And we show love to everybody. Everybody get love.
No, for real.
Yeah, fact.
When Coach Garner first got here, your thoughts on him when he first got here, what you knew when he got here, that was first few practices to now. Like, what's he done for you?
A lot.
A lot. A lot.
A lot, for sure.
A lot.
Even if you didn't like it. Even if you didn't like it.
Majority of the stuff he do, you might not like. But it's for a betterment of you as a person, as a player. And I feel like Coach G, he always, when he first got here, Coach G, we got a sled called Big Mama. Like
Big Mama?
Big Mama. Shout out Big Mama.
Shout out Big Mama.
Is it just a heavier sled than normal?
It's probably the weight for three people on a one-man sled. And, like, you just push it after practice until, like, he gets tired. You just keep going over and over again. That was a great memory. It's like, but, you know, us being older now, everybody go through it. Everybody got to go through it. That's, like, what Coach G does, though. It's just a thing, you know, to just build your character. Like, he just want to see what you're going to do when stuff get hard. Yeah, all your teammates, all your peers around you, everything going bad for you in that moment, how you going to respond. And I feel like everybody going through that, having your teammates encourage you, that's real. And, you know, then you get to now, Coach G still coaches us up hard, but you could definitely, you know, way more chill. He just be laid back a little bit more now. But he's still on our tail every day, hard. Yes. So
one of my memories of Coach G, since he brought a Big Mama, this was before they had the construction on the other side of the field.
Yeah.
And, man, we run gases. Like, this when he introduced him, though. Man, bro had us running gases on the side for about, it was after a practice, too.
Was that a fall camp practice?
I think so, if I'm not mistaken. Bro, I couldn't tell you how many gases we ran, but, man, we made it through that. It, like you said, Bill's character. Man, look, a lot of people was like, man, who is this coach? Like, who is this guy? But, man, Coach G comes with a lot of wisdom, for sure. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Teaches us a lot of stuff, you know, on and off the field. Wise guy overall, right, for sure. Like O said, man, he coaches us hard. I feel like we need that, though. Like, we kind of appreciate it because, like, if we was to get our lackadaisical or whatnot, it'd all just go to sugar, you know what I'm saying? So, got to keep going. We appreciate his hard coaching.
Yeah.
Even though we might not like it. Emphasis on we might not like it. But, like, we appreciate it for sure.
Do you tell recruits when they come in and they ask about Coach G? Like, are you
tell them what's up.
Yeah, like, facts. Like,
he's going to coach you hard. He's going to love you, though.
He's going to love you for sure.
Yeah, he's going to love you, though.
He's going to love you for
sure. But he's going to coach you hard. He's going to be on your tail. You let him know. We got to. Why we wouldn't tell him no lie?
What's the biggest thing you've learned from Big Mama?
Adversity. When adversity hit, you got to keep pushing.
Keep moving your feet.
You got to keep moving your feet.
Keep moving your feet.
So, would you say Big Mama is responsible for this defensive line playing the way it is?
She definitely has a role.
She has a role.
Mm-hmm. She definitely has a role.
Shout out Big Mama.
You guys are just smiling about it, Mama.
Because it's just so funny how he bring it up sometimes. Like, we'll be, say.
Is she always out there at practice?
Wait.
Yeah.
She out there waiting.
She be out there.
Yeah, she out there.
She be out there somewhere.
She's somewhere.
She's somewhere, Wade. And best believe, Coach G, snap of a finger, he can have Big Mama right there right where there. He at.
What young guy got indoctrinated to Big Mama this year that y'all as old guys were like, ha, 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 look at this.
I don't think nobody did.
Actually, everybody pretty much
I'm going to say this. Jamal.
Jamal Wallace.
This ain't no discredit to none of our guys.
Yeah, yeah, no discredit. But everybody get it.
The worst one who ever had it that I can remember, my boy Jane.
Jason Jenkins.
Yeah.
Ooh. He did jink so bad. Yeah. Shout out Jink. Jink a hard worker, but ooh, he did jink so bad.
He did jink bad.
Like, I can still remember it. Like, Jink probably went maybe 15 times, bro.
And after he finished, it's just like his legs, like, was just
quivering.
Dead.
Yes. Like, I remember that. Man. Shout out Jink, though.
He got through, though.
But he got look better. Look at him
now.
He got better from
it. Shining.
Jink be shining on him.
Big Mama got a roll.
I remember my boy Jink did that. Oh, Jink be shining.
Yeah, Jink shining now.
Yeah.
Oh, he's smiling. Now more from Knoxville Smiles.
I'm Tennessee basketball player JP Estrella. Let me give you a tour here of the offices at Knoxville Smiles. Dr. Costa is placing implants with a robot, and it's all done digitally. There's no guessing with this since it's all robotic. Dr. Wilco is the newest addition to the office. He loves to research the latest and greatest in technology, so the other doctors go to him for the newest product information and techniques. Dr. Malone is building teeth in the mouth. To him, cosmetic bonding is more like artwork. He does this without cutting your teeth down. It's all about building them up. Guys, we still have a problem. Do y'all have a bigger chair?
What's the most interesting conversation y'all have had, you know, on the sideline during a game? Like, you know, it probably happens when the game gets out of hand, but I mean, like.
I think it'd be more so like, maybe random. It's just random. Yeah, I couldn't remember because it'd be like funny in the moment. You know what I'm saying? There's like stuff like that you just don't remember.
Yeah. So, you kind of don't remember those conversations.
Unless it's recorded or something.
What you're telling me is you don't want to tell me.
No, it's not even that. Like, it's not even that.
What's your best memory on the sideline of something funny that happened that you're just like, you know?
I got one, but it's not college.
Go ahead.
It was high school, Whitehaven, and it was a playoff game. I think we was beating them up or something like that. We was up, and I was just on the sideline with my boys. Like, all my friends, majority play defense, so. I remember like yesterday, quarterback fumbled the ball, giving it to a running back. I know his name, but I ain't gonna do him like that. He got the ball, and then they dropped it. The opposing team got it, the defense got it, and he trying to run back to tackle him, and he got cracked back so hard. We was just laughing so hard. It was just terrible how bad it was. So this is probably one of my funniest moments that I can remember. Like, cause you know, you're supposed to. Got to respect the football, you know what I'm saying? Got to respect football, man, you know what I'm saying? So that's about it for me, though.
You?
I really don't know.
Like, you got nothing.
I have nothing.
It's like when J.J. Crawford puked and just kind of.
I didn't even see that until, like, later on.
Yeah, I didn't see that until after the game.
My dad was a Region 1 football official for many years, and he was calling a game one time, and there was a big pile up on a fumble. And, you know, all of a sudden the kids started, like, going like, and said somebody farted, and the umpire goes farted somebody, and like said they had to like stop play for like you know minutes. 15 minutes because everybody just died laughing so hard.
I bet
it's crazy. Yeah, that's funny. You ain't got none, bro. No.
Gee, I'm trying to think. Like
Little League,
Tyree
school.
West was talking about like you know G throwing his feet up there, you know, like bare feet during a meeting.
That's y'all section. I be in the front, man. I be in the front.
I definitely seen him do that before.
You tell him he needs a.
I didn't say nothing.
Pedicure.
I be in the front. I can't even see his feet.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Bro, like
the wildest. I ain't gonna lie. Some crazy stuff that. Nah, I can't. Can't say that. That was just a moment, you know, where
I was just talking mess on the sideline to – that's the best, talking mess on the sideline to the opposing team, like receivers.
Yeah.
That'd be right there. Yeah. In high school one time. And, like, the dude got mad, like, to, and, like, literally wanted to come fight, like, on our sideline. That was hilarious to me.
What's your vice? Like, you know, like, you know. Like, yeah, I mean, like, what hobby do you have? Like, what, you know, you could consider, like you said, you like chicken tenders. Like, that could be a vice. Like, do you like go around trying to find, like, the best chicken tenders in town? Or your vice could be bowling or whatever.
I bowl. I actually bowl a lot, like, with my friends. Big E and Fred, like, we pretty much, and Tyree, we bowl a lot. Barso, he never wants.
No, I was gonna say no invite.
But I'm not even gonna. He doesn't lead the house. Barso doesn't lead the house.
That's not true.
He played 2K. That's his. What is it? Vice. He played 2K.
My vice. You want some? You want this on 2K?
No,
he really not that good. He got a good career.
Man, I'm sitting here.
This is not good. Like, play now, quick game.
I'm sitting here. This and LeDon. At LeJink,
He won some games. I give him that.
Who's your team?
We random.
If you pick a team,
random.
Choose your best team out of your random.
Yeah.
Or you can, you know, Death Wish, and you got to keep that team.
But if you had to pick, who's your team?
I'm telling you. We sick with it.
I'm telling you, we really need to. Everybody wants to play 2K or you know, Madden or NCAA. We really need to get an old school Nintendo and have these kids play Tecmo Bowl.
Nah, I don't know about the bowling, but I definitely used to have a little DS. You know what I'm talking about? Nintendo DS.
Yeah, but you need Tecmo Bowl, like Marcus Allen, Bo Jackson.
I don't know.
I'm talking foreign language to you guys.
But the thing about it is,
you guys are so young.
My vice wasn't always my vice because at first I didn't like video games. Like I wasn't no video game guy. Like it's two things you couldn't pay me to do. About good 3 years ago, you couldn't pay me to play a video. You couldn't pay me to buy a headset and play no video game. You couldn't pay me to get on TikTok. You couldn't pay me to do TikTok. But now both of them things, boy, I love it, boy.
What's the third?
Video game. It's just two. It's just two things that you couldn't pay me to do. Play, like, video games.
And we start laughing about the TikTok. And then because TikTok. I'm on TikTok. I've been on TikTok. I'm like, bro, I'll be on TikTok. He's like, man, you watch TikTok? I'll never get on TikTok. Now he love it.
I love it. I be reposting on TikTok. I don't got no TikTok. I don't make videos. You know what I'm saying?
Just enjoy the content.
I just enjoy the content, like the scrolling. It's really brain rot, though. It's ruining our attention span, to be honest. Shout out TikTok still, but it's bad.
I don't think you're funny enough to do TikTok.
Nah.
You don't think he's funny?
Hold on. I can get out there at TikTok, but I'm not a TikTok type of guy. No, sir. I'm good. I just like to laugh at the other people's stuff. Thank you, though. I appreciate it. You almost got me, too. I was like, man, what you? But yeah, it's all good.
That's the best part of being able to just deadpan something.
Yeah.
And nobody knows. You know how many people go, I don't know if you're being serious or you're joking to me.
Like, nah, for real.
Figure it out. Best donut place.
Figure it out.
Krispy Kreme. Come on now.
Krispy Kreme for sure. But I got to give a shout out to
Gibson Donuts. I was going to say, can we say it on three? Shout out.
One, two, three.
Gibson Donuts. He ain't lying. Five.
Where's that at?
Memphis.
Well, but we're at in Memphis. We understand.
Is it more like South Memphis more or Midtown?
It's not.
Am I tripping?
Yeah, it's definitely not in South Memphis.
It's not Midtown. It's not.
No.
Where is it at?
It's like on Poplar.
You're right.
Like on Poplar.
I don't be near my location.
Near. I don't know where it's near, bro.
I know it's in the little cut, though.
It's in the cut.
I know it's in that cut, though. Gibson's good.
Gibson Donuts.
But, like, if you're talking about national, come on now.
Krispy Kreme.
By far.
But national. The light's got to be on.
No.
Yes, it does.
No, it don't.
You can get Krispy Kreme, go throw it in the microwave.
You don't even got to throw them in the microwave. Oh, my goodness. The glazed donuts when they
Have you had duck donuts?
I'll be honest with you.
It's right down here. It's more so like muffins to me.
It's like they're yellow cake donuts.
Yeah. Yeah. It was good, but I'm just not.
The peanut butter chocolate. Like the peanut. I think it's like peanut butter paradise or whatever.
You like that?
Yeah, because they make them fresh, like right hot. Like, yeah. I told Jacoby Thomas a few weeks ago about it. This was off when we weren't taping. And he literally went straight down the hill, and I saw him pull in. And he went walking right in. He loves donuts, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He be saying, yeah. I seen him come in with some Krispy Kreme, so that, yeah. I might have to check it out, though, because I like donuts, too.
So you said you're a chicken tenders connoisseur.
Yeah, I love chicken tenders.
Where's your go-to chicken tenders place?
See, I'm more of a, I like, if you go back home to Memphis, like Ching's, they got honey Ching's. Gold chicken tenders.
Pretty good.
With lemon pepper seasoning on top.
Pretty good.
Different.
Different. Pretty good.
It's so good.
You like, you heavy on the breading?
I like a, I like a nice bread. Not even me talking. I like a nice.
Well, go ahead. Well, no, I feel it gotta be a nice bread.
Gotta be a nice bread.
Gotta be a nice bread. It can't be light.
Yeah, no light bread. I don't like that.
I need it need to be breaded
and crisp, like a nice crispy chicken tender.
How do you? Okay, I'm gonna tell you how I like food, and I'm the pickiest eater on the earth. But like steak, I want it piping hot. Chicken, I do not want it coming straight out of the fryer. Like I want it to cool down for a few minutes and be more kind of like
definitely
I don't want
cool
to be
down.
Like I don't want to be mid, but like just a little bit above mid as far as heat. Like I don't want it to be like when they get like when they give it to you and it's like
scorching.
Yeah, yeah. I don't
know.
No.
Is that how it is for you guys?
Yeah.
What's your go-to side?
I love some. You know what? Let's shout out. I'm gonna shout out. Let's shout out the potato, man. You get a mashed potato, you get loaded potato, you get French fries. Shout out the potato.
None of that is good for any of us, even though I'm the greatest potato person on the earth.
Shout out the potato. That's a great side. I just wanted to do this.
Best
potato.
Fries in Knoxville.
Mac and cheese for me. Best fries in I don't know if you had it. Nappy Wings.
Mm. Where's that at?
It's
Nappy Wings is good.
You know where Soul Good it was?
Yeah.
That's where it is. They have some fries.
They do.
You have to try them. You have to try them.
Yeah, I would go. Wingstop's got really good fries.
You like Wingstop fries?
They are heavy on you, though. They're heavy on you.
I think Wingstop fries really are terrible.
No.
Terrible.
No, stop. Fresh cut fries. Never. And then, what's the place in Market Square?
Stock and Barrel.
Stock and Barrel, yes.
They have
fantastic French fries. Again, the homemade. You boys ever been to Yield Steakhouse?
Mm-mm. I don't think so.
Hold on a minute. What's
Steakhouse of choice.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite steakhouse?
In Knoxville?
Yeah.
You know, I love Lonesome Dove down in the old city. I love the aura of the old steakhouse. You know, it's old school. You can't go wrong with Ruth's Chris and the 400-degree plates or whatever. Now, out in Memphis, Folks Folly.
Folks Folly. You know, you still haven't said the one. Still
go ahead.
Fleming's.
You like Fleming's?
Fleming's fine. Fleming's nice. And then I had some food recently. Connor's really good.
Connor's is good, yeah. Connor's good, Chop House. Chop House really consistent. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really good food.
Yeah. To my top two. Mm-hmm. For sure. But Fleming's one for sure.
Fleming's one.
What do you like most about this football team? You keep talking about the mission.
I love the culture of the team. Like, just how everybody. Like you said, you talk about the mission, but I love it's the fact that everyone literally buys into completing the mission, buys into doing everything right to get to our mission. And I feel like that's the reason like we're able to go out there and have so much fun, because we like actually trust each other. We trust everyone's gonna be able to do what they say they're gonna do. Do your job, so that way we're able to go out there and accomplish the mission. Like everyone's buying in, like. It's no egos, like he said earlier. Everyone's just happy. No matter who make the play, everybody's excited for it. So it's just easy to go out there and have fun.
You after the Arkansas game, you were just kind of unwavering. You and I were talking, and you talked about like you still think you can go and win the national title. Like not fazed by having a loss. What makes you that way?
Oh, man, just the perseverance and the adversity that we know we're going to have to go through to get where we want to be in. And I think guys just got that laser, man, eye, that tunnel vision on our goal and just want to seek that and strive and hungry for it. And also, man, just the way the college football is panning out is crazy, man. You know what I'm saying?
Like the NFL. It gets more like the NFL all the time.
Yeah.
Like, boys are getting paid and a little more parity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everybody competitive. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You could take an L on any given Saturday, so you got to bring it. You know what I'm saying? So, and just having that and then how stuff turned out afterwards, you know, giving us hope inside the business and stuff like that. So, man, we hungry. We got, like I said, we got a mission that we really trying to complete. That everybody's on like the same page. So we serious about that.
Well, they've got a mission. It's all led by Big Mama. Shout out to Big Mama. Didn't even know she existed. Now she's a key part of Tennessee football lore. Guys, man, we appreciate the time. You guys have been two of my favorites I've ever dealt with. And
appreciate you.
Thank you.
We know you'll be gone. Maybe on you. We'll see. Decision ahead, as he does have another year if he wants it here at Tennessee. But good luck the rest of the way, okay?
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Coming in, guys.
Yes, sir. Thank you.